Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we do appreciate you stopping by and joining us. We have a fantastic young man on the program this afternoon. He was a preferred walk-on at Colorado State, and he transferred that into a starting job eventually. And none other than San Diego became the Toros' starting quarterback. And I like some of the numbers. I think this past season, 13 touchdowns and two INTs over his final five games, and that's the way you go out hot. He was also at the FCS Bowl in December that he transferred into a Tropical Bowl scrimmage appearance. And as I spoke to our guest prior to going live, any opportunity to get your scene in front of NFL scouts is so vital. But none other than Judd Erickson here on the C2P. Judd, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, my man?
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you stopping by and joining us. So a lot to get to in a short amount of time. So I ask this of all the quarterbacks that come on the program. Were you the quarterback from the first time you've ever had a football in your hand?
I was, yes. I've really never played anything other than quarterback in my football career. Had time there where when we were growing up and I tried a little bit of defense, tried to play some defensive ends and stuff like that when I was a lot younger, and, you know, that definitely didn't work out for me. So, yeah, definitely stuck to quarterback for majority of my career.
Well, again, that is usually the par for course, Judd. Not a lot. Again, if I talk to 10 quarterbacks today the entire time, it's very, very high yep. percentage thing that you guys are always under center or in that shotgun formation. So kind of take us through. So you're the quarterback. You go through your high school process. Coming out of high school, I noticed that you were the preferred walk-on of Colorado. Were you just not getting the attention that you needed in terms of recruiting?
Yeah, pretty much. Coming out, I had very limited offers, a couple D2 programs and one FCS program, and no real interest from any FBS teams. I had that preferred walk-on offer at Colorado State and another one at Wyoming. But other than those two schools, you know, asking me to come walk on for them, other than that, no FBS interest, minimal Division I interest at all. And so decided to, you know, bet on myself and head up to Fort Collins and try to be a walk-on there.
And lo and behold, you're here. You're a 2023 NFL draft prospect. Is it kind of surreal? And we know you're not in the league yet, but just to have this opportunity, you know as well as anybody, especially coming from the preferred walk-on role and transferring to San Diego, that nothing is a given. It wasn't like you were this highly recruited five-star kid. You really had to fight tooth and nail to get to where you're at. So now that you've arrived at this juncture in your football career, how satisfying is it to know that the hard work has paid off?
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like I've been, you know, pretty patient throughout my time while kind of putting my head down and working a little bit. And so it's really cool to get to be here and really cool to kind of get to share that with, you know, a lot of people that have had my back really since day one. So, it's definitely a cool moment for me.
Once again, Judd Erickson here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free to download and listen at your leisure. So I've been to a different couple sites just kind of picking up notes for you. I see it 6'4", I see it 6'3", I've seen you as high as 229, I've seen you as low as about 222. What is your current height weight?
Yeah, I'm a little bit over 6'2", 6'2". I'm a little bit over 6'4". I'm 6'4 and some change, probably like a quarter of an inch. And right now, I think if I stepped on a scale, it'd probably be like 225, 222 is probably about right. But somewhere in there, obviously it kind of fluctuates throughout the day. So depends on when I get on that scale. But yeah, I'd probably tell people 6'4", 225.
Yeah, and those are legit NFL measurables. I mean, those are some ideal numbers of what these teams covered when they just want to eye up the body and see what the individual will look like. You definitely cross the T's, dot the I's on that one, Judge. So let's get into the nooks and crannies. Why you're on the program, why you're a draft prospect. If you're in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down tape of Judd Erickson, what do you think they're going to love about you, my friend? What are those hallmark home run abilities that are just going to pop off the tape?
Yeah, sure. I think especially, you know, as we kind of talked about before, later in the season, really the second half of the season for me is kind of when things really came together. But I think a lot of times that you'll see, you know, I'm on time and I'm taking care of the football. I'm getting the ball to my guys in space and letting them go do what they do, letting them make plays, a lot of stuff like that. And then, you know, in the situation where you know, we lose up front and I got to, you know, whether it's make somebody miss or throw with a guy in my face, I think there's some film that I can show you that will let you know that I can do that too. Obviously, I'm not, you know, the most athletic guy that you're going to find in this draft class, but, you know, it's not always for me about getting out of the pocket and outrunning somebody to the edge, but, you know, just, you know, making – quick movements in the pocket to kind of, you know, be able to reset my feet and get the ball out and be able to, like I said, get the ball to playmakers in space and let them go do what they do.
Awesome. And those two games, the FCS Bowl and the Tropical Bowl scrimmage, was there anything that you really wanted to make an impact on? I mean, in terms of maybe some doubters or anything that teams might have questioned or anything you got feedback on that you wanted to prove?
Yeah, sure. I think going out there, the first thing that you want to do is just, you know, show people that you can throw the ball. And so making sure that, you know, I was staying in good throwing shape and, you know, making sure that I didn't take too much time off before going to those without throwing the football around a little bit. So making sure that the ball was jumping off my hand as much as I could, but then really in general, just especially at the quarterback position, showing that, you know, you have that, the leadership skills and the ability to kind of, you know, jump into an offense after, you know, studying the playbook for a couple days and being able to jump in and really, you know, point guys to where they need to be and where they need to go and what their job is. And so really taking command of the offense and being a good leader and developing a relationship with the guys, I think that's something that needs to stand out as a quarterback. And so that's something that, you know, I was kind of focused on and really tried to do at both of those games.
Well said, Judd. Well said. How about this one? In terms of things that may not go noticed, you could have been a team captain, a film junkie, maybe great in the community, maybe some of the things you did with the Toreros, you couldn't showcase certain skill sets. Is there anything that you need to pass along to these scouts if they're listening in?
Yeah, sure. I think there's a couple things there that stand out to me. I think you had mentioned, I think you said it as being a film junkie. I know for me, all season long, one thing that was really giving me an advantage was how much time I did spend in the film room. And really, for me, I focused on, you know, trying to play the game before Saturday, trying to play the game before I actually had to go out there and play it. And so, you know, going through our game plan and our installs for different situations and putting it up against kind of the film that we were watching of the other team and really just kind of roll through each play and play the game in my mind so that when you go out there on Saturday, you know, it goes a lot slower. So I think that kind of ties into my next point of really not taking anything for granted. We talked a little bit about how, you know, like you said, I wasn't a five-star prospect with all these offers and stuff like that. Like I really, you know, went through a long journey to kind of get where I am right now. And I think through that, I've learned that I'll never take a day for granted that I get to keep playing this game, you know. I could have played my last football game ever. Who knows? And so, you know, any opportunity that I get, I will absolutely not take it for granted. And I love this game and I respect this game. And I think if you do that, it'll love and respect you back. And so I try not to take any day that I get to play it for granted. And then another thing that I think that you wouldn't really be able to, you know, see on the film or finding a stat sheet is like I mentioned about what I try to do at those kind of senior bowl games is, you know, the kind of teammate I am, the leader that I am, the ability to command the offense and get everybody on the same page, as well as, you know, putting in the effort out off of the field and doing extra stuff and developing a relationship with guys so that, you know, when you go out on Saturday, I know that they have my back. You know, I can tell them that I have theirs, and really having that relationship to really just be a good teammate and be a good locker room guy and, you know, all the stereotypical things that you need out of a quarterback. I think I check all those boxes.
Wonderfully done. Wonderfully done. Once again, Doug Erickson here on the C2P talking some NFL draft as this young man makes his progress to the 2023 NFL draft held in Kansas City in the coming months at the end of April. Let me ask you this one. What's your favorite ball to throw? The play comes in and you get to just put the ball in your hand and sling it somewhere. How do you like, what's that pass you love to throw?
Yeah, sure. I think, at the beginning of the season this last year, I'd have told you that I love throwing the throwing a deep post. You know, that's the one that kind of pops off the film, and everybody can see that one. But one that I really learned to love this season, and one that we utilized a lot, was you know, putting a lot of guys into the boundary and putting a single receiver out to the field by himself, letting him play a little bit of one-on-one, and running that kind of 18 to 22 yard speed out with all that room to the field, and, you know, being able to throw it over a flat defender or flatten him off with a, you know, a quarters corner who's playing his deep fourth. And so really working that outside part of the field, whether it's that outbreaking route or even sometimes like a converted go route that you're throwing into the hole over there. But that kind of 18 to 22 yard right on the sideline is one that I kind of learned to love this season. It was a little bit something I needed to work on in the off season, and my quarterback coach did a good job with me on that. So yeah, that 18 to 22 yard speed cut on the out route is one that I kind of fell in love with, and we used a lot. And so I really, really learned to love that one this last season.
Wonderfully done. You're doing a great show, Judd. Great, great show, but we're almost out of time. But nonetheless, we'd like to end it with a few off-the-wall questions. We call it three
sure.
and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, if playing professional football isn't in your future and you had to choose one of these two other career paths, are we more likely to see Judd Erickson as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Oh, I'd say a lead singer of a boy band, because, you know, I think there's some people that tell you I can't sing, but when I'm in the shower, I can belt it a little bit. So I'm going to say that I'd be a lead singer.
I love it. And how about this one? It could have been at San Diego or Colorado State. Did any coach have a pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Oh, a pet peeve. I think there's a lot of those in football, a lot of coaches that have little things that that piss them off a little bit. I know some coaches don't like – I never did it, but there's a lot of guys that have their kind of in-between plays or when they're taking a break, their stance with their hands on their hips and their feet kind of crossed over. It's a funny one that you see a lot of guys get into, and it looks like a real awkward position, but there's a lot of coaches that kind of for no reason just – love to riff on somebody who loves to get in that position. So that's always a funny one to watch. Watch somebody get kind of chewed out for that.
And then the final one for you, Judd. As we approach draft weekend, I assume you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name called, find out where you're going to go. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically prepared as a celebratory meal as you, I guess, make your voyage into professional football?
Ooh, that's a tough question. The best cook in my family, you know, if my mom or my dad listened to this, I'm not sure that they'd love if I, you know, picked one over the other. But I will tell you that the best meal that we cook in my parents' house is when my mom, it's more of a breakfast food, so it might be a little weird, but hey, breakfast for dinner works. My mom makes the best biscuits and gravy that I've ever had. I've never tried anybody that made it better than her. So I'd have to go with my mom's biscuits and gravy.
I know it's tough. You're probably going to catch a little you-know-what after this. But, you know, what's funny is I could ask you some of the deepest, darkest questions on this podcast. But when it comes down to that and possibly offending someone who cooks in the family, people are like, oh, you're going to get me in trouble on this one. So, but, hey, it's a fun way. Hey, your mom is now on the clock for biscuits and gravy. Your dad might be a little ornery with you after he listens to the pod. And, Judd, you were also on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. Hey, great perseverance and, you know, everything that you've done. I just wanted to say congratulations to you. It's no easy task of, you know, pushing forward, being a walk-on, letting it all go, and then having your opportunity at San Diego. I just wanted to say very, very great accolades for that, my friend.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you having me on here as well.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Judd Erickson, the standout San Diego quarterback here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.